One of the points which ulama kiram make is that why does the Holy Kaaba need that special cloth? You know, the beautiful cloth which is perfumed, the ghilaf, the Kaaba. So, you know, how many places around? So there are, you know, people go and visit these far-flung places. They go to these, you know, these huge architectural, incredible things which have been made by sort of engineering feats all around the world. Have we ever seen a building, a dome, a minaret, which is covered with a cloth?
No.
But the beauty that, you know, for this center, which is truly the center of the universe, this Holy Kaaba, the only place which is, one could argue, was, it could have been just a cube. But the beauty is that in order to show the stature, the grandeur of that place is that it's covered in this beautiful cloth. And it has that beautiful golden gate for those, and even, you know, people, they would, if there was rain, for example, people would run to that little fountain, Mizab-e Rahma, to go. All of those things, how come that one cube of a building could have such great attraction that people would want to run, would go around this place to do tawaf? So that's about the ghilaf. And the other thing, how many cities are there in the world where someone goes and they are told, sorry, you can't come in because you don't have the right dress code? Mm-hmm. You can go to so many places around the world, best of places, whatever it might be, but they don't have a uniform, they don't have, you know, you could wear anything and go there. But when it came to this beautiful haram, which obviously Kaaba is part of that haram, but that this much bigger entity, this boundary of haram, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created threshold that don't you think that you are coming to an ordinary place? This is a special place. This is the center of the universe. So if you're coming, even if you live here and you go out of miqat, that threshold, when you come back, you have to wear ihram. So the special dress code which Allah Ta'ala gave to demonstrate to the people that for a moment don't underestimate the significance of this place. Because nobody, even if you live there, can come here without wearing ihram. Because that shows my respect, my reverence for that place. I have to, whatever, you know, millionaire you might be, you could afford all sorts of clothes, but when you come here, you wear the clothes which are chosen for you by Allah Ta'ala.